I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have broken clouds. It's 39 degrees, KSL's top story. Get ready. In case you haven't heard, this big windstorm is blowing its way into northern Utah late tonight, but it's not going to be as bad as September. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The National Weather Service in Salt Lake says around 2 a.m. the winds will start to pick up, especially from Centerville to Farmington, and peak between 5 and 10 a.m.
This is not the same as the event we had in September 8th in 2020. The wind speeds will be less. The extent of the area impacted will be less.
Meteorologist Christine Cruz says winds could gust up to 65 miles per hour.
You want to secure all your loose objects, your garbage cans. If you have any holiday decorations still out there, you want to bring those in or secure those as well.
They're not ruling out possible tree damage or power outages, but says the storm should be done by lunchtime.
Between 10 and noon, you'll see a rapid decrease in winds, and especially in those prone areas where the winds will be stronger.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
People over the age of 70 are lining up to get the COVID vaccine. Today's the first day the vaccine's offered to the general public, and in Salt Lake County, seniors are getting it by the hundreds. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Some people online say they got the vaccine to protect their loved ones. Others say they got it to ease their fears of being exposed to the virus every time they do anything. But whatever the reason, Salt Lake County health officials expect to vaccinate 1,000 people on the first day of their clinic at the Mountain America Expo Center. Officials say it took an average of 6 minutes this morning to get somebody to where they could get the vaccine.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says things moved smoothly enough that if they need to, they could vaccinate more than 1,000 people a day. Of course, the federal government has to supply enough shots first. It's not necessarily going as smoothly in Davis County. There, the health department says they had some early issues getting people signed up. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports it was because of double booking.
The Davis County Health Department opened registration for Utahns 70 years old and above on Friday. According to officials, 3,048 people were initially able to register, although many others were unable to get an appointment.
Those people that called in that couldn't get an appointment, we took down their information.
Trevor Warner, communications director for the Davis County Health Department, says because of some accidental double booking, more slots were actually available than anticipated. Because of that, some people who were first denied an appointment were later sent a follow-up message offering to schedule an appointment if still interested. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 3:03. KSL's top national stories, Dominion Voting Systems has sent a cease and desist letter to Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. The company says Lindell's been spreading false information about their company. This discredited tale about Dominion switching Trump votes to Biden. The letter orders Lindell to preserve and retain all documents related to Dominion and your smear campaign against the company. Not far from the very spot where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech. His words are echoing in the street today in Washington. ABC's Mark Remillard is there.
I'm here at 16th and I, right in the heart of Black Lives Matter Plaza, right in the shadow of the White House. And you can see the Washington Monument in the background. And on Martin Luther King Day, blaring out from a loudspeaker, I have a dream.
I have to imagine that at Black Lives Matter Plaza, on Martin Luther King Day, this would normally be a packed area filled with people. But right now, it's quite empty.
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband are spending their day volunteering. It's a day of service honoring Dr. King. Harris talked about MLK's push for racial justice.
When we look at where we are as a country today, when we look at recent events, we know that the fight that Dr. King was engaged in is still a fight in America.
Harris visited a Washington food bank. COVID concerns have curbed many of the celebrations that usually mark Martin Luther King Day here in Utah. Normally, there's an NAACP luncheon to honor community members. Instead, there'll be a broadcast tonight. The NAACP's Janetta Williams tells KSL she hopes the events of the last year have prompted more talk and action about race.
We are talking with law enforcement, and we've made progress, and we're working with legislators to try to get some legislation when this session starts up.
Williams says she hopes more people are having those discussions in their homes. UDOT hopes to reduce traffic congestion in Little Cottonwood Canyon, and they have a few ideas. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports one option has Governor Cox's interest.
The cost for building a gondola would be cheaper than a train, but more expensive than expanded bus service. Those are the three options being floated to help clear out traffic in the canyons. The governor included $50 million in his budget to help with the congestion issues, but says big gondolas are his favorite choice right now.
The proposed gondola system, get this, would be 5 times longer than Snowbird's tram, and each gondola would hold up to 30 people. KSL News Time 3:05. Ricky, we could use one of... Is it Ricky? Are you
it
here?
It is. It
okay,
is.
Okay, I want to make sure. I thought of it. It'd be nice to have a gondola instead of cars on I-15.
It would today.
Just thinking. Wouldn't that be cool?
Definitely. Well, good news, bad news. The good news is the crash that started it all in Midvale, northbound I-15. It's about halfway between 90th and 72nd South. We'll call it 80th South. That has been cleared. All lanes of traffic are now open, but the bad news remains the delays. They're still all the way back through Draper at Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it's a holiday, but we're here, Martin Luther King Day, and coming up, a look at one of the greatest speeches in American history. Stay with us. My Minute of News is on the way next.
Let's get it.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.